Please be seated. This reading is the reading of Matthew 2, verse 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together and all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
"In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said,
"Go and search for Herod for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so I may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen where it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Good job, thank you. So, all over for another year. Once again, Christmas has passed. The decorations have been taken down. The Christmas tree's been thrown out. Our big Christmas card is gone. Life has returned to normal. And just to make sure that we really realize that Christmas is over, TV is now full of adverts for summer holidays. And I am reliably informed that you can now buy Easter eggs in Tesco's. And Marks. But if you're observant, you may notice that Christmas doesn't quite seem to have completely disappeared from here. So we've still got one banner up, which looks a bit Christmassy. Don't know if anybody can see. Just up there. It's one with the wise men on. That's not just because I forgot to change it. Today is 6th of January. It's called Epiphany. It's the day which the church remembers the coming of the wise men to visit Jesus. Now, usually in our nativity plays and carol services, the wise men appear at the same time as the shepherds. It's all part of the great Christmas scene. But there are good reasons for thinking that actually they arrived a bit later. So Matthew records that the wise men found Jesus in a house, not in the stable. And so for centuries, the church have had this special day to remember the coming of the wise men. And it's just one of those things that has really, really surprised me. The fact that our society hasn't really yet latched on to that. After all, the wise men, what are they famous for? They're famous for bringing gifts. What better excuse could we need than another time when we have to buy each other presents? We've just been so slow on the uptake with that. But aside from the commercial potential, there is wisdom in marking the coming of the wise men. The wise men were the first non-Jews to come to worship Jesus. It's a reminder for us that he came to be the savior of the world, not just of the Jews. If Jesus is good news for the wise men, he's good news for everyone, us included. Then again, There's the way that the wise men traveled such a great distance and presumably faced some hardships in order to find Jesus. That should encourage us today to take our discipleship seriously and to expect it to be hard work sometimes. And then there were the gifts. The wise men brought costly gifts to the baby Jesus. Surely we should be willing to give what is costly to us, giving our time, our money, our possessions, our skills. Yeah, in all those ways, the wise men provide us with good role models. But there's actually another element of the story of the wise men, which we just heard, which is, it's really important, but it's so well known that it easily gets overlooked. One other thing that could make a great role model for us at the start of 2019. How was it that the wise men managed to get to Jesus? Please don't say camels. How did they manage to get there? They followed the star. If it hadn't been for the star, they would never have started their journey. Even if they had started the journey, if it hadn't been for the star, they'd never have found their destination. They were wise, yes. They were obviously quite devout. They were really enthusiastic. But they still needed something to show them the way, something to point them to Jesus. If it hadn't been for that star, there would have been no story of the wise men for us to read. The star was God's chosen way of pointing the wise men to Jesus. And still today, if people are going to find Jesus, they will need something to show them the way. Only now, the star that people need won't be a star that's up in the sky. The star that people need will be you and me. As a church, part of our aim is to be making disciples. That's what being like a star for others is all about. And hopefully it's not stretching things too much to see three things that we need to be doing this year if we want to do that. So first, how come the wise men actually noticed the star in the first place? Here's a picture of the night sky. And here's the same picture with an extra star added. Can you see where? Anybody see it? No. Is indeed the correct answer. Yeah, I mean, the wise men were probably studying the sky, but they wouldn't have had telescopes or anything like that. If that new star had been just the same as all the millions of other stars, they wouldn't have noticed it. But there was something about that star which stood out. It was brighter. It was different. They couldn't help noticing it. And that's the first way in which the star can be a good role model for us. Other people need to notice something about us that makes them wonder, why are they different? What is it about them? I don't mean that we should be weird or anything like that, but we should kind of be different in a way that draws people. Several years ago now, I remember Pete Ward, who was then Archbishop's advisor on youth, saying that the one thing which will attract our society to Jesus is genuinely holy lives. The world can make better music, it can throw more lavish parties, it can produce better entertainment. What the world cannot do is holiness. That kind of positive, dynamic, living life, which is best. And if you want to know what holiness looks like, I think it kind of looks like what you'd expect when the Holy Spirit is at work producing fruit in your life. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And that's the sort of life which will stand out. If you're just the same as everyone around you, you will not be like a star. If you guys at school are just the same as the other kids, grumbling like them, arguing like them, trying to get your own way like them, Don't ever see the difference that Jesus makes to you. And it's the same for all of us. But if you show love when others are selfish, if you show peace when others are arguing, if you show joy when others are grumbling, if you show faithfulness when others fall in and out of relationships all the time, then you will be shining like a star. And other people will look and they'll start to think, what is it about them that's different? How come they can be like that? So, shine like a star. But then, just seeing a different star was just the start. The star had to lead the wise men in the right direction. So they told Herod, we saw his star when it rose in the east. The star they'd seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They'd seen a new star. They knew it was something significant. And then the star pointed them in the right direction. It led them towards Jesus. And obviously it did it in a way they were able to follow. And other people, your family and your friends, they don't just need to see there's something different and attractive about the way you live your life and decide that that just means that you're a nice person. You need to be ready to tell them why. You need to point them to Jesus. And more often than not, that will be a gradual process. It was a long journey that the wise men went on. And for most people who become Christians, it is a long journey. I saw some research, and I think it's about 15 years ago now, and I've not been able to find anything more up to date. But they discovered then that for the average man who becomes a Christian, from the first meaningful contact with another Christian to actually making a commitment to Christ themselves takes, on average, 4.5 years. Women are a bit quicker on the uptake, you won't be surprised to know. For them, the average is 4 years. But it's still a long time. Yes, sometimes people come to faith dramatically and quickly. But that's actually the exception rather than the rule. And that means that you need to be ready to walk with your friend over a long period. And every now and again, you might get the chance to say something to them about Jesus. And maybe now and again there'll be the opportunity to invite them to a special service or an event. And maybe eventually they'll say yes. You have to start by shining like stars. Be different. But then we need to point people towards Jesus. And thirdly, the star they'd seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. That was the whole purpose of the star, to lead the wise men to Jesus. That's the goal of making disciples, helping others to meet Jesus for themselves. And of course, while all of us who are Christians should be shining like stars and all of us should be taking any opportunity to point others towards Jesus, we won't all have the opportunity to lead someone to Jesus. But if one day someone does say to you, I've just seen the way you live your life and I've seen what's different, and you talk to me about Jesus, and you know, I want to become a Christian, be ready to help them. Be ready to lead them to Jesus. Because you see, the thing is, if you're a Christian, someone was in all probability like that star for you. Somebody lived their life in a way that made you think, yeah, there's something special going on there. Somebody spoke to you about Jesus. It might have been a family friend. It might have been somebody when you were a child. It might have been somebody much more recently. So here's challenge number one for you for today. It's a new year. We're going to try something new. You see, there's a noble tradition at Christ Church that after the service, we all go over and have a cup of coffee and talk about the football or the weather or anything but Jesus. So here's your challenge. After the service, let's head over, have a cup of coffee, and just tell somebody else about a person who was like a star for you. Or go and ask somebody else. Is there somebody who's been like a star? presents are for you. It's just a great thing to remember. And then, challenge number two. Think about somebody you want to be a star for this year. Who do you want to be pointing to Jesus this year? Think about that person and then just commit to praying for that person and doing all that you can to be that star this year. Shine like a star. Point towards Jesus. Lead to Jesus. So who was that star for you? So we want to shine like stars. We want to point people towards Jesus. We want to lead people to Jesus. It's all an important part of being disciples. You see, if you are a disciple of Jesus, you will long for others to become disciples as well. And if you're a disciple, you'll know that you can't do it on your own. You can only do it if the Holy Spirit helps you. So you will pray that God will help you to be like a star for that person. The wise men followed the star. It led them to Jesus. And they worshipped him. Wouldn't it be great if by Christmas 2019, there are a load more people in Christchurch worshipping Jesus? If that's our desire, then we, you and me, need to be shining like stars. We need to be pointing people towards Jesus. And we need to be ready to lead them to Jesus.